Welcome back. It's hour number four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks to Eric Nadel for joining us. If you want a Rangers conversation, you can hit back on the Odyssey app there. Okay, let's get you caught up on as much as we can here before the Rangers pregame is coming up at 5:30. If you missed it, Nick Harris Star Telegram went to Pickens camp yesterday in South Texas in CC Corpus Christi. We used to call it CC, so we'd sound local when we were working at the Fishing and Hunting News.
Ooh, I love it.
But some great fishing down there. I've gone fishing myself in Rockport. But that's neither here nor there. What was there was Nick Harris Star Telegram doing a tremendous job, and he asked George if he's going to be at mandatory minicamp. He shrugged and said, and then one of the media relations assistants that works for his agency cut it off. So that's interesting. You know, I think it is ripe if you want to panic a little bit. But I think we can be fairly certain that as a second round pick, he needs the 28 mil. But he could go full Le'Veon Bell, or the Cowboys could go like they went last year with Micah Parsons. If things deteriorate, we know Jerry can get emotional. But right now, it does seem like eventually. But you're gonna have to deal with another annoying summer of this. Speaking of annoying, Texas Tech leadership video last night defending their integrity, reiterating their plan to stand with Sorsby. I don't know if this story is annoying or just fascinating. I think it's the hottest thing smoking right now, and I don't know what's gonna happen. I support Sorsby for taking the NCAA down. I love that. But at the same time, I think the other topic, and we'd love to hear from you on the Franklin Injury Attorney text line. Leave your name and city you're texting from. 469 knows Rockport has great fishing. Yeah, my buddy Brett had a condo down there until it got wiped out from one of the hurricanes or whatever. But we had a hell of a time. Do you really want your university fighting this? How would you
not
play this?
Not with a 23-minute video of them explaining themselves.
Yeah.
That was a long video, bro.
Yeah. And I get it. Like, a lot of universities would do the same thing up to this point. It doesn't mean it's right. You know, it does, just because you would greedily act in your best interest while maybe putting the integrity of the sport at risk because you want to win. I get it. A lot of people would do that. I don't think it makes it right. But I think from a Tech fan perspective right now, I'm like, guys, are we slitting our own throats for a slightly better chance of winning in the playoffs and maybe winning a national championship? If you could guarantee me championship, I'm taking that.
Right.
I'm taking that.
Right.
I will sever our relationship with college football, and we'll fight them tooth and nail on every front that we have to between now and the end of time.
They might take it if you just guarantee scoring a single point in the college football playoff.
And that's kind of what they're leaning towards right now, right? Because they do think he gives them the best chance to compete for a national championship. And if it weren't for that, then you don't go through all this hassle.
But it is going to be so loud. If they miss the playoff or just inevitably
any bad game he plays,
yeah,
it's going to be crazy. But you know what? It probably would have been it would have been loud regardless because of Texas Tech and all the money they've put in. But this is going to be on a new level, and whatever the first game he starts, you know, it's going to be good for ratings for college football as a whole. But gosh, I just can't imagine the amount of pressure, and for a guy who's dealing with, you know, anxiety, as they're saying, like mentally, mm-hmm. How's he going to handle all this?
I wish he would have just declared for the supplemental draft.
Maybe, I mean, I guess he still could, right?
He still could.
I wish he would have. I just wish he would have said, you know what? Everything. I need to move on. I need to let me get a year's jump on what's going on in the NFL. Let me get settled as a backup. Maybe somebody will select me. I'll get good money because they'll select me in the second round. You know, I could go learn somewhere. Maybe I get to play. But there's just too – I mean, every time he lines up and takes a snap at Tech, there's going to be some type of scrutiny on him. And maybe there's scrutiny on him in the NFL. But to me, I think that's just like at least you know he's probably not going to play his first year in the NFL. And he could kind of get himself right and then compete the following year for a job wherever he's at.
Yeah, I could see that, and you know, maybe it's going to require, if they did want to go down that path, some sort of a negotiation, because if I'm Sorsby, I don't want to punt on these millions of dollars.
Yeah, I think that's the big thing.
As a second-round pick, I might not ever make $6 million. But it, you know, it, so I might go to Tech if I'm Sorsby and be like, man, I'd really like to go, but is there some sort of a buyout you could pay me to go away so this problem goes away and you can kind of save face yourself? I don't know. I did find it interesting that Hocutt said yesterday that Sorsby looked him in the eye and promised him he would never bet against it. He had never bet against his team or did anything to compromise the result. You know, if you need Sorsby to tell you that yesterday, it just puts a lot of uncertainty into the situation. And McGuire saying we hope to have him ready, but the anxiety is overwhelming, and we got to monitor his phone. Like you're not just bringing in a recovered gambling addict. You're bringing in a guy who is an active live threat to the integrity of any game he plays in. The way that you're painting that, and obviously the evidence does not clear him, in your opinion, if you need him to look you in the eye and promise he never did anything. And again, $6 million is on the line. What is that promise actually worth? Not jack squat, if you ask me. He has to answer that way. It's like Jaden Blue right now saying, oh yeah, I'm a totally different guy. You have to say that. You're trying to get on the field. If you weren't, you would not be professing the opposite. Pat 40 on SI with the headline, the Big 12 must stop the Brendan Sorsby scam before it engulfs college football. Pat 40 is one of the most credible voices in national media.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a giant, giant issue and talking point right now. And I wonder if Texas Tech is fully aware of, I guess, what the repercussions could end up being. You know, because
I don't know that there will be any.
If there will be any. I mean, I don't know how this goes.
Texas Tech hasn't really done anything illegal in this. You know, like, I guess the issue would be everyone else just trying to say you shouldn't play the kid. Right. But then it to me, that's where I have a problem with this, is it's easy for all these other schools to puff their chest out and be like, oh, my gosh, how could you even fathom starting this kid? When my belief is the majority of all these schools would also be doing the same thing Texas Tech is. Like, Brian, if he had gone to LSU and this was LSU right now and Lane Kiffin says Brendan Sorsby is our best chance to win, are they second guessing not playing him if he's eligible? I believe they're going to start and play him.
That's the way the world works.
Yeah.
You know,
right. So, I mean, Tech needs to – I don't think they've done a great job of handling this at all. This is definitely waters that nobody else has had to fish in before. But Tech has certainly made it look worse on themselves. But just as Texas Tech as a whole, they haven't really done anything wrong here outside of people saying, how dare you even consider playing this guy?
I would like to know, and I wish I could figure this out. Maybe I could ask somebody at LSU. How much did you guys know as you were recruiting him in the portal? How much did you know about his gambling? Is this something that Cincinnati hid from everybody?
From what we understand,
And the kid hid it, and then all of a sudden it comes out?
Yeah.
And now these Tech got blindsided, LSU got blindsided. Anybody else that was recruiting this kid?
We're kind of victims too at Tech. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, I mean, so Tech sent out an email today to their student body. And in that email, it said that. Like, we didn't know about this until he was already on campus.
Okay.
And then it came out.
So they just got to lose $6 million. I understand. And if I was them, I'd say, well, maybe we can negotiate that if you make us whole again as a conference pitching in to our $6 million loss here. You know, maybe there is a way, but right now I would be highly concerned going into this week, and if I'm in Lubbock, that the Big 12 commissioners or the Big 12 athletic directors are going to get together early next week and decide to sanction us. Which, following this guy Tom Mars, the sports lawyer on Twitter, it seems like they have pretty ironclad ability to sanction and then to amend any Big 12 bylaws that they would specifically require to suspend or dismiss any school which knowingly plays an athlete who has admitted to placing bets on his own team. So, you know, I would think, guys, if we get to next week and we let them put these events in motion, it might be too late. And, you know, I'd be looking to have some very serious conversations. But it appears internally that the Tech leadership is taking the same posture as many of the Red Raiders on social media. We've done nothing wrong. You would do the same thing. We'll see you in court. And I'm kind of pulling for that to happen because I want the drama. It's an explosive story. Can the Spurs recover from the worst collapse in NBA history and make a series out of this, Chief? Do you think they can still force a Game 7?
I think forcing a Game 7 is going to be extremely difficult. I would put the chances at probably 10%.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think winning game 5, I think, is feasible, but
it's over. Knicks in 6, baby.
Yeah, that ultimately it'll probably go down that way. That is just it's not something we've ever seen before.
And it might be over now. I mean, Wemby was talking about just how they didn't look quite the same after winning game 7, like the emotional toll it took them, like mentally, like Wemby might be fine, but the rest of that team, like, do they just recover from a 29-point blown lead like that?
Well, and I think Wemby's completely out of gas. Like, I was looking at stuff from, like, what he's done in this series and how much better he is in the first quarter compared to every other quarter in the game.
Wow.
Like, he comes out pretty hot, and then it just completely dissipates, and he's a negative net rating in every other quarter except for the first.
He's just got to add a lot more muscle.
Well, yeah, and he's used to playing 28, 29 minutes per game, and now he's been on a stretch where he's playing 40-plus minutes every night. High intensity.
All right, great stuff, gentlemen. We got to run. We're coming back, walk you up to the pregame show, and maybe deliver 60 seconds on soccer if we have time. Keys to victory as well coming up next.
You know, recommendations can be great. Maybe someone recommended this podcast, and here you are. But home projects are different. If a podcast isn't your thing, you lose a few minutes. If you hire your cousin's neighbor to mount your TV, you might end up with a lopsided screen and wall damage. Maybe I know a guy just isn't enough for your home. That's why Thumbtack works. It matches you with top-rated local pros with photos, reviews, and credentials all in one place. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
In the nation. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Back Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Rangers are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Let's get you some Rangers keys to victory, and then I'm going to try to pay off on this 60 seconds on soccer before too long. How do you beat Sonny Gray? It's crazy he's still in the game, but this man debuted at a young age. He has had a very interesting route through baseball. He dealt with some anxiousness as well and put his career in jeopardy. He solved that, and he's had a great career, and you got to beat him tonight. He's 7-1 on the year. One of the only things going well for the Boston Red Sox is Sonny Gray. So number one, you can't get beat by his sweeper. Last year, for the entire season, it was 151 against him with a 42% whiff rate, and he's still working it well. So that means that right-handers, you can't chase that off the outside corner, and lefties, you can't give away at bats swinging on that back foot sweeper coming in on them. And you got to hunt the fastball against Sonny Gray to have success. That pitch has become very vulnerable. It's hovering around 91, 92 now. Last year, he absolutely got it teed off on, and He's had better results with it this year, but I don't know if you can expect that to hold at this point in his career. Now, on the other side of it, obviously, Jack Leiter just avoiding the blow-up inning. Brian.
I'm just so impressed with these keys to the game. It's amazing that you spend hours each night coming up with keys to the game. I really appreciate it.
Well, I learned this damn baseball savant page.
Oh, is that right there?
Yeah.
I look at that thing and I get more confused every time I look at it.
Well, you got to take screenshots and then ask ChatGPT to put it in.
Smart man.
Yeah. Yeah. Explain this to me like I'm four.
Smart man.
All right.
And it gets me there.
That's a good plan.
Okay, it's time now to...
Sweeper.
Oh, and other news, Mavs have said that Kyrie's not available in trade talks. That's Mara Stein.
Okay.
According to Stephen Jones.
Good deal. Well, I do know Rangers...
Fair. As he lied to you on the patio at Nobu.
He's not going
to
tell us bleep this
year.
He had
sushi in his mouth and he lied his balls
said,
off.
Good. Watch me turn around and grab another plate of food while we're out.
So I guess I can get another plate then, Steve.
Rangers pregame is coming up at 5:30, which means I look up at the clock and I realize we have plenty of time for maybe even 120 seconds on soccer.
USA.
Cold beers and cheeseburgers tonight, 7:30. Lush is going to be there. Fred Davis going to be there. Woolchuck.
That'd be fun.
And Chiafalo will be. You're not going to be there?
Nope. I wasn't invited.
What happened?
Family.
That's unfortunate. Well, we'll have at least three guys.
Medford's going to be there.
Medford's going to be there.
Bobby Belt's going to be there.
Bobby Belt's going to be there.
He's probably already hammered there right now.
Hell, cold maybe beers I'll be and there. Cheeseburgers.
Reasons to believe the USA could do it by process of elimination. Let me check my heart out. How we doing? We got 2.5 minutes. Number one, being the best does not matter. Okay, you want some chicken soup for you, USA soccer?
Yeah, I want it.
Chicken
being 16th best matters?
You can be mediocre and win the World Cup!
Since the World Cup ranking started in 1992, no world number one ranked team has ever won the World Cup. In fact, none of them have ever reached the semifinal.
Oh, wow.
Bye-bye to Spain.
Later!
You're out of here, Spain. Number two, no manager has ever won the Premier League and the World Cup in his career. There is one manager that applies to currently, Carlo Ancelotti, who won it with Chelsea in 2009-2010. He is currently with Brazil.
Peace.
Bye-bye, Carlo. You're not winning it.
Brazil ain't doing it.
No manager over 60 has ever won the World Cup. That is Spain, what? Netherlands, Uruguay. It's a young man's game. Mexico, Belgium, and Colombia. Bye-bye. You're historically eliminated as well.
Damn.
No reigning World Player of the Year has ever won the World Cup. Say goodbye to France.
Oh, you're screwed.
Dembele, you're out of here.
Dembele.
Since 1966, the only first-time winners have been host nations. Say hello to the USA, Mexico, and Canada. Say goodbye to Norway, Ecuador, Switzerland, among others. England has never won a major tournament playing outside of England.
That's
say
true.
Goodbye to England.
That's my club.
You ain't winning it. You ain't winning it.
No, baby, you're not.
Maybe the most talented roster they've had since 66. No player over the age of 40 has won the World Cup.
Portugal.
Say goodbye to Ronaldo.
Peace.
And Portugal. Later. You ain't doing it. And a team that hasn't gotten out of the group the last two World Cups has never won it. Say goodbye to Germany.
Oh, Germany, you're so screwed.
Man, we eliminated most of the world.
That just leaves Team USA.
It's just America.
We did.
World Cup champions 2026. Bye.
Say goodbye to us. Lucius Alexander on his way to cold beers and cheeseburgers. You can crack him a cold one tonight in Euless. Thanks to Woolchuck and Chiafalo. Half of that nosebleed crew is going to be over there. Say hi to them. And thanks to Brian Broaddus as well. Till Monday at 2 o'clock, hopefully on the heels of another Rangers series victory, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation on 105 The Fan.